Auditorium for tonight's performance with Ruthie Foster. We are just delighted to host this talented singer and guitarist at UNCW. This concert rounds out our fall program, and we hope you will join us in the spring for other UNCW Presents performances and lectures in Keenan Auditorium. A list of upcoming events is available in your program or by visiting the UNCW Presents website. Tonight's performance does not include an intermission, but we invite you to join us in the lobby after the concert for a CD signing with the artist. And finally, just a friendly reminder that flash photography is not allowed and to please silence your cell phones. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoy tonight's performance. Now it's my pleasure to welcome to the stage Ruthie Foster.
Oh, good evening. You feeling all right? You sound good.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Sound wonderful. All right then. Yes. I love Sister Rosetta Tharpe. So here's one that she wrote.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go, Girl.
It's all right.
You need to meet these folks up here on stage. You were listening to Scotty Miller from Minneapolis on keys. Back here on the drums from Houston, Texas, Samantha Banks. From Houston, Texas, happens to be my cousin. This is Tanya Richardson. Oh, yeah, I'm Ruthie Foster from Austin, Texas. Sam Cooke. I grew up listening to a lot of Sam. Oh, you did too. Yes. Beautiful voice. And I tried to write a song in the same style as Sam. This is as close as I could get. I call this one Another Rain Song. Kind of appropriate, isn't it?
Very much so.
Here we go. Two. Thank you. CDs out front, and I'll be up after the show to sign, because I do want to see your faces, wrap my arms around you, give some love, get some love. And this is a song on the new CD, on the phenomenal CD, written by Lucinda Williams. Yeah. I very much consider her a poet more than anything, and that's what the CD compiles, a lot of songs by songwriters that I can consider poets. Eric Bibb is also on the CD, and of course there's you'll get to hear a poem by Dr. Maya Angelou we're going to do later in song in the set. But what I wanted to do with this one, Lucinda's, I love the way she talks too. But what I wanted to do with the song was put a little Otis Redding, mix in a little Sam Cooke, and then sprinkle some Ruthie Foster right in the middle. All right. My finger picks on now. Ooh. Going country. Look out. I am a country girl. You know, I'm from a small town. Little town right on the Brazos River called Gall, Central Texas. Cotton country. Where it gets really, really high. Take you guys with me. We're gonna sit on my front porch. Is that all right? You better come on down. the mandolin, y'all. Laying it down, country. Let's do a little Mississippi John Hurt, shall we? You mind? Oh, they called him the Buddha of the blues, you know. He was so laid back. And he played pretty chords. Pretty chords. I met a woman named Jessie Mae Hemphill. Jessie Mae traveled the world singing the blues and playing the guitar. She had a record that came out, remember records? Records. Yeah. I said record, didn't I? Called She-Wolf, I guess. When I asked her about that, she said, yeah, you know, they were calling me like a female howling wolf. I thought it made sense to me. I said, well, that's all right, Miss Jessie Mae. That's all right. But she introduced me to the blues of Mississippi John Hurt. I actually got a chance to meet Miss Jessie Mae. She found out that I had a resonator. I bought a guitar, and I named it after her. And she heard about that through the blues lines. You know, the blues line. Yeah, that's something else. People find out about things quick. And she summoned me to Senatobia, Mississippi. So I drove from Austin to go sit with Miss Jessie Mae and sit and pick and grin and explain myself. Because she'd seen it all, you know, so she wanted to meet me, and I definitely wanted to meet her. And we sat and sang, and she cooked. She cooked collard greens, and we had cornbread and chicken. And sat and sang to her little dog. She had a little short dog. She called him Pookie. And she would dedicate every song we did to Pookie. That was her heart. But she had this beautiful Gibson guitar that was parked. It was leaning up against the wall in the living room there. And I thought, well, why didn't she's not playing that one? And then I noticed it had a hole in it that wasn't supposed to be there. And I'm thinking, oh, man, that's a story behind that, I know. She's probably in some juke joint somewhere, and fight broke out. And that's probably a big old story behind that. Miss Jessie Mae, what happened to that guitar over there? It's got a hole in it. And she looked at it and said, Oh, yeah, I was cleaning my gun and it went off. That's what she said. So I was minding my P's and Q's from then on. Because Miss Jessie Mae, I don't know if she was a good shot or not, but I didn't want to find out. Anyway, I didn't want to be in her way if she decided to get upset about anything. And I found out she's a God-fearing pistol-packing mama. If you want to find out more about Miss Jessie Mae, check out jessiemaehemphill.org. And you can get a lot of information on her. There's a DVD out with her picture right on the front. Beautiful picture. I call it beautiful. She didn't like it much. I guess because she's sitting in a chair and she's got a cigarette in one hand and a pistol in the other. But I thought that was pretty fitting for Miss Jessie Mae. But she introduced me to more Mississippi blues, and it was just a good time. She talked about John Hurt, because he was from Como, just up the road from her. And she said that Richland Women Blues, we're going to do for you. Richland was an area that she and her man friend would travel up and down. They would cruise Richland Avenue up in Memphis. And she and her man friend were on a motorcycle. And she would ride on the back of the motorcycle. And she said, girl, I had long, pretty hair back then. I would just stand on the back of that motorcycle with my hair blowing through the wind. So I want to send this one out to Miss Jessie Mae. I know she's listening. Richland Women Blues. Just picture her getting ready to go out with her man friend.
Mm-hmm.
good booze. Come along, sweet daddy, come blow in your horn. If you come too late, sweet mama will be gone. Stop at the fashion shop, get the one that looks best. Your old sweet mama, she need a brand new dress. Come along, sweet daddy, come blow in your horn. If you come too late, sweet mama will be gone. I'm feeling pretty good. You guys feeling good now? You feeling better? I want to bring on a song that was written by Terry Hendricks. She lives just south of Austin, and outside of San Marcos. She calls this one "Hole in My Pocket." And it's got a part in there that if you guys feel like singing, show me ways to save my soul. Show me ways to save my soul. I've got a hole in my pocket and it all slips away. Can you handle that? Yeah. I knew you could. I'm living on the outside and I'm looking in. I'm feeling like a window. Sometimes I break just like a window. Love is just a liquid and it's flowing like a river. I've been reaching for the solution, and I break before I see the way. So won't you show me ways to save my soul? Show me ways to save my soul. I got a hole in my pocket where it all slips away. Why don't you show me ways to save my soul? Show me ways to save my soul. I got a hole in my pocket where it all slips away. Where's my head been since this needle took a spin? Slip out all my thoughts when I had my life in place. Living on the outside, oh, and I've been looking in. Can't get it together. Oh, you've got to show me now. Show me ways to save my soul. Show me ways to save my soul. I've got a hole in my pocket where it all slips away. Oh, why don't you show me ways to save my soul? Show me ways to save my soul. I've got a hole in my pocket where it all slips away. Thank you. Once in a while, as a songwriter, you get what I like to call just a gift, a song that just writes itself. You happen to be standing in the right place with a pen and paper nearby. And this next song I wrote, you know, with divine help, called Home, is such a song. I like to sing it when I'm feeling a little homesick, and sometimes even when I'm in an area that feels like home. So I want to send this one out to you guys. You know, we were driving through, and I just forgot how I used to live in Charleston, and I just forgotten how beautiful the Carolinas are. You know, so you guys are very lucky to be living out here. It's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Little reggae, a la Rute.
Real, real love. Oh, real, real.
this phenomenal band. Scotty, Samantha, and Tanya. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute, a built to suit, a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. Oh, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride in my steps, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman. Phenomenal woman. Yeah. Oh, I'm a woman. To a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellas stand and they fall down on their knees, then they turn around like a hive of honeybees. Oh, I see it's in the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing of my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman. Oh, phenomenal woman. Yes, indeed. Oh, I'm a woman. Baby, that's in the arms of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breast, the grace of my not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. But when you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. Oh, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my
That's me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. To all the phenomenal women in the house. Written by Dr. Maya Angelou. A sound I grew up with. Heard it every Sunday in particular. The sisters in the Amen corner.
Come on now.
Would start fellowship. Had those big hats on. One by one, folks going to start coming in, filling up the congregation. Some of us walking in late because we stayed out late Saturday night. Oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face? Son House used to sing this one. Oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face. Oh, bow this isn't mine. Oh, a good friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. Well, you know your mother may talk about you, right. Your sisters and your brothers too. They don't care how you're trying to live. You know they talk about you still. Oh, but bear this in mind. Oh, a good friend is hard to find. Hey, don't you mind define. Hey, don't you mind people grinning in your face?
Right, that's how that's done, y'all. I heard you singing.
I heard you.
Woo! You're feeling good now. Feeling better by the minute, the notes, and all. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to tune up while we hallelujahing. Because I do care. Okay, well, that's pretty close. Do a song that I picked up from watching and listening to a lot of singers do it, but it was Odetta that made the most impression on me. Yes. Yes. And I remember opening for Miss Odetta. That's what we all call her, you know. Opening for Miss Odetta a couple of times, and one particular time I remember going into this song, woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Yeah, that she sung all the time. She sung that song. Woo, she could sing that song.
Come on.
And I remember trying to sing it. And she walked out on stage and decided she wanted to sing it with me. Oh, yes, that was a good time. Good time. I felt so special. And I want to send this one out to her because I got word today that she's in the hospital in New York and suffered a kidney failure. So she's on dialysis right now. And those of you that want to send some love her way, she's at the Lenox Hill Hospital. I'm sure she would love some love from all of us. And I know that she's going to be, she'll be singing at the inauguration. So I know she's trying to get herself well for that.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. That's all right.
So we're going to send this one out to Miss Odetta. Raise our voices. Oh, I woke up this morning with my mind. It was stayed on freedom. Whoa, I woke up this morning with my mind. It was stayed on freedom. Let me tell you that I woke up this morning with my mind. It was stayed on. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Don't you know that I'm walking and talking with my mind? Stay.
That's all right, y'all. Woo.
A groove. This is a groove. My uncle would play on the piano every Sunday. It was his way of letting the pastor know it's time to wrap things up. That's about where we are this evening. But wrapping it up in my old church could take hours. Take a while, because you have to get everything out, you know. My Aunt Cora would stand up in the choir and sing her note. We loved Aunt Cora, even though she had one note, only one. And you knew when a note was coming, too. She'd stand with her heels together. Her chin would go up in the air, and her eyes would roll back in her head. And she would sing one of those notes that would come on long and strong and loud and proud.
Come on now.
And it would sound something like, something like. Together for music and the word.
People helped each other out in good times and bad. People stood by each other. We need some more of that right now, y'all. We need that. Get out and just say hello to your neighbors. It don't matter what kind of sign they got in their front yard. Just say good evening. Good morning. How you doing? Sing this song, then we're gonna get on along. Just want to say thank you one more time. Thank you so much for this evening. It's a fabulous evening. Fabulous evening. Yeah, walk on. Walk on. Walk on. Walk on. Yeah, walk on. Walk on. searching for happiness. Maybe you see that happiness is knowing you're blessed.
You guys are ready to go home? Not yet. Okay. Me either. Thank you. All right. You know, I like it when you talk to me. When you say sweet things. And you've been so sweet this evening. Thank you so much. Well. Something in the People's Key of C. A woman named KJ Denhart did an arrangement of a song that we have heard a lot. It was written by Stephen Foster. And I heard her do this, and I said, oh my goodness, I've got to do that. Stephen Foster was writing during a time when there was no recorded music, but the music was being, a way to pass music around was sheet music. You'd order a piece of music or go buy it and sit in your little parlor and play and sing with your family and friends. So, it's my opinion that sometimes you weren't quite sure how a the song was supposed to go. So, you know, you just kind of guessed at it. How fast? How slow? How much skippy-de-doo-dah to put in there? So when I heard this arrangement, I thought, well, maybe this is what he meant when he wrote, "Oh, Susanna." Come from Alabama with this old banjo on my knee, and I'm bound for Louisiana, my old true love for to see. Rained all night the day we left. The weather was bone dry. The sun so high I nearly froze myself. Susanna, don't you cry. I say, oh, oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, because I come from Alabama with this old band. Rained all night the day we left. The weather was born dry. The sun so hot I nearly froze myself. Susanna, don't you cry. I say, oh, oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, because I come from this old banjo, this old banjo, this here old banjo on my
thank you.
Stephen Foster, huh?
Yeah.
That's what he meant. Sang this song to me, said that her great-grandmother used to sing it, called Traveling Shoes. You know that death come a-knocking on my mother's door, singing, come on, mother, ain't you ready to go? And my mother stooped down, buckle up her shoes, and she move on down by that Jordan stream. And then she shout, hallelujah, dun dun my duty, got on my traveling shoes. Come a knocking on my sister's door, say now, come on, sister Rachel, ready to go. And my sister stooped down, buckled up her shoes, she moved on down by the Jordan stream. And then she shouted, hallelujah, the doctor do good, got on my traveling shoes. Hey! Well, you know that death come a knocking my brother's door, said, come on, we'll be right back. Samantha.